Producer Coma.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Me what is a low aya? Where do to make it aya? Why they send me a little while later? Why it come out? Why it? Sure. Special surrender. Me not leave a horse. I don't understand this, huh? Something I've a problem today. My half the year. Oh my God. Waiting for us. 1, 4, 2, 5. 1, 4, 2, 5. 2, 9, 2.
Yeah.
so much.
Thank you.
Good night, my dear beloved. Good night, my dear beloved. This is Sister Powell. And we are here once more at Thursday. So we are going to enter into a word of prayer, asking my dear beloved to bow their head or kneel. And if you are driving, please keep your eyes on the road. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we, your children, come before you this evening to just give you praise. We thank you for who you are. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on Calvary to save us from sin. Father in heaven, we know what all the things that is happening right now. We saw it in which you told us. And we just want to let you know how much we appreciate everything that you have done, what you said in your word. So we are asking you, Lord, dear, to comfort us at this time. Heavenly Father, I place those who are mourning to you this evening. I place those who are brokenhearted to you. I place those, dear Father God, who are burdened down with the enemy, Lord, that the enemy decided to sieve them as wheat. But because we know we have a loving Father who said we're burdened upon him. So this evening, we, your children, come casting all our cares and all our burdens on up upon you. And we are asking you to forgive us of all our many sins and help us to be faithful. We want to thank you for hearing and thank you for answering our prayer this evening. Pour your Spirit, sweet Holy Spirit, upon your children, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome again, my dear beloved, of all who join us. We thank all who are listening, even from the Netherlands, Canada, Australia, Jamaica, Albany, New York, Washington, D.C., Tennessee, and Texas, and Louisiana, and all over there. We welcome you. And now we will have our opening song, and we are going to open a song. We want 483, I Need Thee Ever. Well, if there is no other time we need the Lord, it's now. So we're asking our dear sister if she could sing our opening song for us. We know she loves to sing. 518-650, line is open. It's phone in for 483, I Need Thee Every Hour. That is our opening song.
Thank you, Sister Powell. Good evening. My name is Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling from New York, Albany, New York. Thank you for opening my line. 483, right?
483.
Yes. 483. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thank you for sparing our life from morning until now, O God. And as we come into your presence, we are asking you to send your holy angel to tabernacle around about us. Take away self and take away everything that is unlike you from us. And give us peace of mind so that whatever we do, our mind may focus on you and you alone. Amen.
Amen.
I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee every hour, stay thou nearby. Temptation lose their power when thou art nigh. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now. now, my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee every hour. Enjoy your pain. Come quickly and abide, or life is vain. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee every hour. Teach me thy will and thy rich promises in me fulfill. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Barnaby, for prayer and also the song, I Need Thee Every Hour. Not I, we need thee every hour, as the song said. We need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like mine or peace can afford. We need him. Without him, my dear beloved, we do not know where we will be. So our scripture reading is taken from Genesis 1:29-30, and I'm going to open this line for our dear sister, right? 804-238, your line is open. Our first scripture lesson is taken from Genesis 1:29-30, and the second is 3 John 1:4, and we know our responsibility, you know, without these scriptures, I don't know what we will do. So we are asking if you could start it to read for us. Well, 804-238. Can you check your phone if your phone is on mute? 804. We're asking if you would like to read the scripture passage for us, please. All right. All right. Well, we will come back again on this individual, right? Hello? All right. Genesis 1:29-30. And it's read. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the field, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life. I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. So we saw what the Lord gave us from the beginning, our first meal, right, that he gave us. So, and the second is 3 John 1. I don't know, Sister. We just have a few of us on the line. Sister Barnaby, if you want to read that for 518-650. 3 John 1-4, and I will read Revelation.
Third John, how much?
Third John 1-4 verses.
Third John 1-4. Third John 1-4.
The elder unto the well-beloved, beloved, Garlis.
Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. I have no...
For I rejoice
when the brethren came and testified of the truth, that it is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers.
Amen. Which, amen. You finished? 1-4.
Yes, I read it.
Okay, all right. Thank you, my dear beloved. You finish read 4, the 4th verse, right?
Yes, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, my dear beloved. The Lord said in his word, you have no greater joy than to hear when Sister Barnaby, Sister Powell, Sister Carlo, and all our brothers here walk in the truth, right? So the truth is what we supposed to be walking by sharing with others. And Revelation 22, Rita, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and out of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bear 12 manner of fruits and yielded their fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. So we saw, as we read a while ago, all these wonderful promises that God gave unto us. From creation, he gave us the food, right? He come in, and that is in the Old Testament. And the New Testament, we see what God said. He wish above all things that his children prosper and be in good health. And also in the New Testament, it is showing us how God loves us, that he had promised us that one day soon and very soon, if we are faithful in him, we will be able to see one, witness once more, the tree of life. And that tree of life going to bear so many fruits, right? My dear sister, it's going to bear mangoes, apple, oranges, grapefruit, plums, peaches, right? And it will be for food and also the leaves for healing nation. So God promised us, you know, our treat. And we have to walk in the truth so that we will enjoy what the Lord promised us, you know. And as this evening, my dear beloved, we are here embarking on Health Thursday. And we know that health, right, is what the Lord wants his children, everyone. So that's the reason why he had prepared and made a plan for us and prepare the food that his children supposed to be taking, a plant-based diet, right? And we find it now out there that even those who are not the remnant people are embarking on a plant-based diet. You know, they see fit that that's the best diet that God has given unto them, and those people are enjoying it, right? And so this evening, as we are in health reform, and we know God gave us 12 laws, 8 laws of health, nutrition, New Start, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, ear rest, and trust in God. And also these laws are laws that we are supposed to carry out. And as this evening, we do know that, you know, thousands who walk the earth are suffering from their own wrong cause of action. Should not those for whom Christ has given his life place a value upon their own happiness, peace, and helpfulness by obeying the nature's law? We are the Lord's property by creation, as we read a while ago, by redemption, and we requires that we study how to care for our bodies, observing carefully the laws of health that I just repeated, the 8 laws of the laws of life, health, and purity. It is our duty to preserve and honor our bodies, because we do know that our bodies is the temple of God, image of God, and in order that we should not, by neglect, by selfish indulgence, by perverted appetite and passion, make ourselves bodies of corruption and impurity, lawsome in the sight of God, dying while life remains. So, my dear beloved, these are wonderful promises, and it is come taken. It is taken so far, TBG 123.3, right, in the prophecy. So we thankful for all these wonderful promises and information that God have given unto us so that we will keep our bodies healthy. Now is the time, my dear beloved, that we would like our dear beloved on the line to share some of these things, natural remedy that they have been using the past year and even now, so that they can share with others. And at the same time, they can have their prayer requests so that we will be able to go into a prayer. We are our speaker this evening will be Brother Rick, will be presenting the sermon talk on health this evening. So we are so grateful to know that, you know, God have made provision for his children. So I'm going to open this line that you can share some of the things. I know that some of the remedy that you have been sharing, my dear beloved, other people out there, you know, are using the same thing, and they are so pleased and happy to know that, you know, they are getting relief from their condition. So we just want to give God thanks for that. So I am going to open the line, and whosoever wants to share, we just have a few of us on the line. Whosoever wants to share, can you place your prayer, and that we will be sharing while we wait for our other brothers and sisters to join us. So this line is open.
Yes, Sister Powell again. Good evening to everyone. Thank you,
yes,
for opening the line. I am so happy. I thank God so much, Sister Powell, and that song that you gave me to sing, that song is for me. Because today at the job, I tell you, I will retire in December. And I wanted to take some time. And I went to the boss and tell her that I wanted to take some time, and it bring a confusion. And she tell it to the supervisor, and the supervisor come, and I raise my voice. I raise my voice, Sister Powell. That song is my song. Please continue to pray for me, because they want to get me upset. But God is able, and I am trusting God. And this morning when I was going to work, I was reading Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. And it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge God, and he will direct thy path. And he said, Be wise in thine own understanding. Fear the Lord and depart from evil, because it will be health. It will be health to thy bones. So that song that you gave me to sing, that song is mine. Thank you, Sister Powell, and thank you for this prayer line. My remedy, even since week, I make some of that thing. The lime, the lemon, the ginger, the garlic, the turmeric, a little cayenne pepper, and onion. And even since evening I came, I cut up a little piece of onion and take it with water. So, Sister Powell, thank you for opening my line. Thank you for this prayer line. Thank you for everything, and continue to pray for me. Because I don't want Satan to have me his way. I want the Lord to lead me and guide me in the path of righteousness.
Amen. Sure, my dear sister, we will be praying for you. And right now, All right. I'm going to open the line, the next line. Yes, Sister Barnaby, you know, thank you for coming. Thank you for sharing. And also, you know, the testing time is at hand, right? We have to say we are tested. The enemy is out like a roaring lion. And that is why, you know, these songs and these promises is so important at this time, because only Jesus, my dear, is going to able to help us, to carry us through, right? So we need him, right? We need him, I tell you. Even your dear sister here talking to you, I tell you, say, I need him every hour, because when I look around and when I saw the temptation, when I saw the devil, the enemy is just working, just like what you said, you just go to the supervisor and just let the supervisor know you would like to get to take off some time, time that you earn already, because you soon leave, put in for your retirement. And you see how hard it is, right? And you acknowledge because of that your voice raised this evening. And you knew that it was the devil who would cause that. But God is able. So surely we will be praying for you, my dear. And I just want to let you know, it's not you alone. The enemy is off. The enemy is of God's remnant people is on. But you know what? God is victorious. And God is able to do all things. So I just want to let you know, just hold on, my dear, right? Hold tight on Jesus and his word and trust in him. And he said to you that he will never leave you nor forsake you. So thank you, Sister Barnaby, for sharing. I'm opening this line. 301-868, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from? 301-869.
Thank you, Sister Powell. My line was mute. I had my line muted. Thank you so much for opening my line. This is Steffi, and I'm calling from the Maryland area. Thank you so much. I came in on the tail end as I'm getting in between classes. And so I just wanted to share. I heard you were talking about how awesome God is, and there's a word that I think about, the opposite of what God is, what that the enemy does. The enemy set up conspiracy, right? Conspiracy against God's people so that we can get into the trap. This week I had similar experience where I received an email. I actually, you know, there was a lot that was done due this week on my job. I had to put grades in for my children in the system. There were a new kid that came in, but normally if the child comes in less than 10 days before the period is closed, you don't have to do any grade for that child. That child is going to get a grade from her previous school. And so at the day that the window closed for me to put the grades in, which I started from the Thursday before, they added a little girl. So it made it look like I did not put in the grades for the little girl since we started school on the 28th of August, but the little girl didn't get there until the 19th of September, right? So that was less than 10 days from the window closing. And so I was a little bit irritated because we're in the flesh. So I went and I was like, well, this little girl is not on my roster, which she wasn't showing up on my roster. And so I told the reporter for the grade, and I told her, and she said, well, I've seen it on where I said, well, she's not showing up on my side. This was, right, all of a sudden, after I finished talking to that young lady, I came back in again. I looked, you know, because I'm double checking. The little girl popped up in all of the grade, in all of the subject area, math, science, social studies. But I'm like, y'all just put this in. And so I just went back and just did exempt her from everything and put a note, was not enrolled in my classroom this day. I look at it to say that the enemy wants know how to get us riled up. Funny enough, right?
because of what we might say, because of our expression. He can't read our thoughts. But our mind, when we start making these facial expressions, when we start speaking certain words, he hears us and lay those traps for us. But God was so good. I was able to go through and overcome. I was like, listen, I told her straight up. I said, well, I'm not going to put any grades for this little girl because she has not been with me for 10 days. She said, well, she came in on the 19th. And da-da-da-da-da, I said, well, she hasn't been in here with me for 10 days. And I just told her straight up, I am not going to put any grades for her. Everybody else should be fine, but I will not put any grades in for her. You all could go ahead and exempt her, and I did for some of them. I received another email. Now, I know, Sister Paul, I'm going to wrap it up because I know you got to go into your prayer. I received an email. We had another thing that needed to be done. And so I had a meeting with my supervisor scheduled for Wednesday. But I wasn't the one that set up the time. There was an option that was sent out, and I wanted the option to do it on Thursday. But they put my name in on for Wednesday. So I went in and I changed because I realized I wasn't going to be able to get everything done that I needed to get done. So I changed it. There was a spot that was there, changed it. And at 11:55 p.m., nobody was up. I changed it. I received an email from her on Wednesday. You know, it was, you know, okay, I didn't see this. Kind of like, oh, you didn't put this in the system and ma'am, blah, blah, blah. And initially when I read it, I said, you know what, God, give me the right words to say. And the Spirit of God gave me the right words to say, and I wrote the email, and she sent back, and she said, oh, there was a conflict with my schedule, and that time and date was taken. Now, here's what I'm saying, beloved. I put in the information at 11:55 p.m. Nobody was up. The time that I chose was available. It was blank. But this is how the enemy does. When, and I know that the information wasn't accurate because I have it. I saw it. It was blank. Nobody else's name was there, so it couldn't be a conflict because everybody's name would have been added onto the schedule. But I said, you know what, God? I'm going to let your light so shine. And I responded to her. I prayed about it. I said, you know, I selected this date, and you know, but, you know, I'll get the information up. God worked it out where she extended it. He allowed her to extend the time. So my appointment with her now, we have a before and after and middle media conference. So I'm supposed to do the beginning one. This is the first time I've done it. This is something new in the system. And so I'm going to do it next Friday. So then she sent me an email saying that she want me to put the documents in tomorrow, by tomorrow. That was a little bit much, right? Because I told you I'm in the program and I have some things that I needed to do for, you know, for the classes. And I was like, okay. So today the Spirit of God said to me, walk down into the other teacher's classroom, which is a newer teacher. And I happened to walk down in there because the other teacher said she wasn't meeting because she had a meeting with the principal. I walked down in that young lady's room and I knocked on the door. And she said, oh, come in. She said, you don't ever have to knock. I said, no. I said, your door is locked. It is my duty to knock. I can't just barge in your room. This is your space. And so we sat down, and I started to help her to get her stuff. And I was like, were you able to do it? She said, no. So I said, okay, come, let's do it now. So together, I was able to walk her through. And let me say this to you, beloved. I don't know what I'm doing because this is new to me as it's new to her. But after hearing the Holy Spirit say, go down there to her, I went to her, and did you know the Holy Spirit told me exactly what I needed to do? I told her, write this down, and I want you to input this in the system. So lo and behold, when we were doing it, the principal walked in and said, is everything, you know, I mean, oh, I'm just checking, da-da-da-da-da. I know they watch me on the camera, right, and they have me as a rebel, but that's okay, because when we come with the Spirit of God, it disrupts this environment that is filled with demons or whatever. So I'm okay with that, right? Because I know we're not in a flesh and blood warfare. So then she came in and she was like, oh my goodness. So the young lady told her, Ms. Paul Williams is helping me. And so she was like, okay, I like that, you know, da-da-da-da. So the young lady said to her, can you just look and check this out and see if I did it right, if we're doing it right? Did you know the woman said, oh, my goodness, this is perfect. She looked at me, the young lady looked at me and said, look at that. Actually, before we started to do it, I started to pray. And when the lady came in and did it and said, oh, this is exactly what I want, I prayed. I said, let's pray. Because I know that it was God who gave me this. This was not me. And then she said, okay, y'all don't have to turn your stuff in tomorrow. Y'all can wait as long as I get it in before the 13th. It's okay. So I just want to thank God for his faithfulness. He says when we are faithful to him, he will be faithful to us, right? And he's going to allow the enemy, Sister Barnaby, to become our footstool. So let us not worry. Let us lay our burden, cast it at his feet, knowing that he will be victorious. And I'm asking you to pray for me. I have some things that I need to do before the day's out. And I also want you to pray. A teacher at my school today got electrocuted.
Wow.
Got electrocuted from the smart board. From the smart board. Fell out on the ground. She was unresponsive. They had to put the school in a code blue lockdown. And, you know, the EMS came. This could have been any one of us. The young lady that has the room that they wanted me to move in that room, she said to me, you know, I got all the old stuff. I said, really? She said, and you know what? I know that was the room they were trying to put you in. I said, oh, you recognizing. I said, God is showing you certain things because you recognize what they're doing in here. But
Amen.
God is victorious in our life and will be victorious. So continue to pray for me, my family. Pray, Kaji. You know, we want to get this residency thing okay and taken care of. We're asking you to pray on behalf of that, as well as I have this, you know, these classes that I need to finish, these tasks that God will give me the wisdom, the knowledge, and the strength. I want to lift up Miss Williams. That's one of the newer teachers that I'm helping to support as well. Lift up our school and that young that teacher. Her name is Miss Reyes. Who, became inflicted with whatever was going on with the smart board. All right, thank you so much, Sister Power, for allowing me to share that, with everything, with all of the demise and the strife and the schism and the ism, God is in control of his people. Amen?
Amen, amen, praise God. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for coming, joining, and also sharing. We have praise report out of this, you know. Despite, you know, what happened, the enemy's strength, God is worthy to be praised. Because this great praise work, you didn't know what? The Holy Spirit guide you to go down to the other teacher. You, both of you guys sat down and was working on the plan. God is so good. He's so great. He's able to do all things. And, you know, we just have to trust him. So we just want to thank him. Sure, we will be praying for your classes that you're taking and also for the teachers. So we just want to thank you for joining and continue to trust God. All right, 423-635, your line is open.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. Good evening, each and every one of my brothers and sisters. Sister Carla here from Tennessee. I'm just thanking the Lord, just getting off work. Perfect timing. Just thanking the Lord for another day that he had brought me through. Thursday had passed. We are on a new day. Preparation day, even from this evening, and I'm just thanking the Lord for his faithfulness for keeping us from harm and danger. And I was reading Country Living, and I just wanted to read a part of it right before I drive off. It is so potent for these last days for us to come out of the city and to get into the country, but not just to get into the country, but to have a closer walk with God and to draw closer to him. City living, not God's plan. I said the world over, cities are becoming hotbeds of vice on every hand. Are the sights and sounds of evil. Everywhere are enticements to sensuality and dissipation. The tide of corruption and crime is continually swelling. Every day brings a record of violence, robbery, murder, suicide, and crimes unmanageable. Life in the cities is false and artificial. The intense passion for money getting the world of excitement and pleasure-seeking, extravagance, are all forces that, with the great mass of mankind, are turning the minds from life's true purpose. They are opening the door to a thousand evil upon the youth. They are the most irresistible power. So this is what we're seeing even right now before our eyes. Even the adults are being bombarded, but the youth, they are, you know, the adults more experienced, but the youth, they're, you know, were born into this, you know, this is all they know. And God, through the prophets, has warned us to get out of the cities and to teach our youth the truth and to share the love of God and, you know, tell them about his soon coming and what they ought to be doing. And most of us have young adults and, you know, grandchildren that we have talked to. We have shared the truth. We have loved them. We continue to pray for them that they will make that decided decision for themselves to seek the Lord and to get out of these places while it is still time. So let us continue to keep our young people in prayer and also the families that they will get out of the city and into the smaller rural area. Sister Powell, to share one recipe for inflammation. There's so much that we can do for inflammation, for sinus. Well, I'll just share the one for sinus, sorry. For sinus, a grape smoothie or also a juicing is one kiwi, one guava, 1 inch of turmeric, 1 lemon, 2 oranges, 1 apple, 1 inch of ginger, 2 carrots, 1/2 cup of pineapple or the juice, and 1 cup of water. This will help those that are going through having difficulty with sinus. So just want to encourage again my brothers and sisters to make the decision to do as the Lord will have you to do and to take the necessary precaution for you and your family, and also for us to warn others about the what is coming upon the world, even especially in the city. We ought to get our family, our house in order. So thank you again, Sister Powell, and God bless each and every one of you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carlo, for joining us and also sharing and reading. God is so good. He's so great. Brothers and sisters, we have a legacy here on this line, a Thursday evening, from every one of our brothers and sisters who join us can share, you know, some of these natural remedy and these information. And also, these information is important, you know, for each one of us, you know. The Lord is warning us long time about city life. Get out of the city. Get out of the city. What is going to happen, my dear beloved? Yes, Sister Carla just read a while ago. The city is getting worse and worse and worse, right? You know, something that is happening, as the Lord said, we're going to see these things happen that never happened before, and it is right here on us. So my encouragement to each one of us, let us continue to pray, because you know what? There is a lot of people out there would like to get out of the city, but eventually it is so difficult for them, you know, especially the country living, the country land, you know, the era. There are people out there where we have to just pray that God will bless us so that, you know, we will be able to get out of the city. And those who are in the city, I am appealing them to them, Lord, allow them to see the need, you know, of really trying their best that, you know, they can find out some little places for these individuals, because it is very difficult, I'm telling you. I heard a lot of people complaining and talking it's difficult. It's not because they don't want to leave, but they need some help and they need some advice and, you know, for us to come together. So we're just going to pray for that, Sister Carla, and asking my brothers and sisters, let us lift up all our brothers and sisters on this line, those who are in the city, you know, because we have to get out, and the time is now. So thank you for sharing. Yes, my dear beloved, please be patient. 985-232, your line is open. Welcome. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Good evening, sister and brother. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. We just thank God for watching over us and waking us up this morning. I would just like to read a prayer. Dear God, please forgive us of our sinful nature. We have chosen to forfeit our ways for your ways. We will place Christ before us and leave our old ways behind. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank God for his word that we can have something to live on so we can walk in his ways. We thank Jesus for God for giving his son so we can have something that we can use to walk with. So we just want to thank God for loving us because we love him because he first loved us. So God is from God. And we know that he loves us because he wouldn't have never gave his only begotten son for us. So we just thank God and we love the Lord. So we always thanking him for what we've done for us. And I just heard Sister Carla testing it, and I see the Lord was working on her behalf each and every time somebody, before they even try to come at her, he had his mark ready. It was already taken care of. And I thank the Lord for that because, you know, every time somebody praising the Lord, the devil want to condemn them. But the Lord had blocks, stumbling blocks everywhere the devil tried to come in. It was already fixed. And I praise the Lord for her and thank God for her helper. She was trying to help. It was already there. So I thank God for that because the devil tries to get in our mix, but those that want to help praise the Lord. But he was right on time. And I didn't hear too many more, but I knew everything was in line with God. And I just want to thank all my brothers and sisters on this prayer line. I should have lift all us up. And all the sick, the homeless, and all the bereaved up. And just pray for all those everywhere else on the street. And we just want to thank God for his blessing and his brother John. Amen.
This is Brother John from Houma, Louisiana. I'd like to say hello to my brothers and sisters on the prayer line. I just was feeling in my heart like saying the Lord's Prayer. So I'm going to just bow my head and say the Lord's Prayer the way that I was taught how to say it as a child and everything to the day I remember it. Our Father, who art in heaven, thou be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive it our trespassers as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thou is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
For God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Brother John. And Sister Brenda, we just want to thank you for joining and also sharing and praying for us. And with that Lord prayer, my dear God gave us this prayer that, you know, we have to know that he loves us so that he lives with us. And we do remember, you know, his kindness towards us, right? And this prayer is something supposed to be in our heart, you know, at all times, because he wants us to pray, wants us to forgive those who trespass against us, and he wants to lead us into righteousness. So we just want to thank God. Thank you, Brother John, for the resources that you and Sister Brenda raised on this line. We just want to let you know that, you know, God is working through you guys, and he is also blessing you, and we just want to give God the praise. Yes, my dear beloved, we are going to still have a few people. Can you brief 508-857-505? Your line is open. Brief,
amen. Hello, Sister Power. Hello, my beloved on this prayer line. How we do, beloved? God is good. He's worthy to be praised, my beloved. My brothers and sisters, God is good for all of us, my brothers and sisters. God would give us deliverance, my brothers and sisters. And just like Sister Power say, brothers and sisters, just like Sister Power's daughter say, brothers and sisters, God would give us deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. And Sister Power, my prayer request tonight is to pray for me. Lift me up in prayer, Sister Power. Don't forget to pray for my mother, Sister Power. And Sister Power, please don't forget to lift up our dear brothers and sisters. And pray for Sister Power, please pray for Brother Javel too, because I've been patient. Sister Power, I've been patient. Like I've been waiting on the Lord that God will do a change in this life, Sister Power. Because Sister Power, last night, Sister Power, I was praying in my heart. I say, God, please, God, change that person, Javel, Lord. I say, God, change Brother Javel, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I say, God, give him the victory, because Sister Power, the enemy is a roaring lion, the enemy is attacking him at the moment. But please lift up Brother Javel in prayer, and Sister Stephanie, lift up Brother Javel in prayer, my dear sister, on your prayer closet, Sister Stephanie, pray for Brother Javel, Sister Stephanie,
yes, brother,
on your prayer closet, in this prayer line too. My brothers and sisters, God bless you all, my brothers and sisters. Love you all. Amen, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Yes, Brother Eli, God will change his heart. God is the only one can change, brother. We have to want to. Choice. God gave us choice, right, Brother Eli? So we continue to pray for him and, you know, leave it to God. Not leaving it to Sister Powell or brother, our sisters, them here. You know, we pray and we leave our prayer and believe, and we have faith and trust that when we pray, you know, when we do pray and when we ask, you know, the Lord for something, just like when we have our children and our children come to us and ask for something, you know, and we give the children whatsoever they ask for. Right? The children say thank you, right? They receive it and they thanks, right? They receive what we gave them. So, bro, we offering up all these requests for Brother Joel to the Lord. We have to believe that, you know what, the Lord is going to hear, you know, a choice for Brother Javel, whether he want to receive it, right? He has a choice. So we just have to pray and leave it to the Lord. Brother Eli, we can't pick it up all the time. We have to just leave it to the Lord. And I know that God is hearing and he will answer your prayer and answer our prayer. So just be faithful, Brother Eli. God is going to work a miracle. Now is the time, my dear beloved. We are going into prayer. Right. God is able to do all things. So we are going to open the line now. Wait, we should not end. All right. 1-877-4-4, your line is open.
Amen, Sister Paul. Are we ready for our reading now?
Yes,
are we ready for our reading now?
Okay, all right. Well, we are going into prayer now, Brother Rick. I think you have anything to share. That's why I open.
Oh, yes. I have much to share, but, you know, God is good. He is worthy to be praised, and I just thank him for another day, Sister. And the Lord is, he is working. Satan is working very hard, but God is working even harder. So I just grateful for that. Everywhere we turn, Sister, we seem to find people with health issues and many other issues in this life. And I am just so looking forward to when this is all going to be over, when Jesus breaks through those clouds and we are all changed. We get a new body. We get to see Jesus, and it's going to be just a awesome, wonderful day when that happens. Just wanted to have prayer for my son-in-law, Ashley's ex-husband. He has Ashley's two children, Caleb, who is 15, and Olivia, who's 11. And he is struggling with addiction to alcohol, and he's having many health issues because of it. And we have to go down and talk to him. My wife and I have decided it's time to speak to him. He would never talk about it before, but he's been a little more open about it. And so I'd just like to have prayer for that, Sister, that Keith would listen to us and decide to get some help. His addiction to alcohol, because it is affecting his health, and also it's affecting the children. And I did hear from Ashley here just today. She is in Albany at a rehab center, and she's doing okay. So I am thankful that she is doing well under the circumstances, and I just pray that she would give her life to the Lord. He is the only answer, and without him, she will never recover from her addictions, and none of us will recover from the addiction to sin if we don't have the Lord. So I'm just praising him, Sister, and thanking him. That I could be on the prayer line tonight. This has been a real treat listening to everyone, their testimonies. So I am just thank you, and I will leave it at that, Sister, so we can go into prayer and
Okay.
Get on with the reading.
All right. So we thank you, Brother Rick, for joining, and we know that Brother Rick will be bringing the message this evening, reading, and we just thank God that God has prepared and provided, you know, his people so that we can hear his word. And when we come and to join together as one and to listen to these one, one of our prayer requests is, you know, of our family, friends, our church family, and our own children, you know, we know that, you know, we have a loving Father who promises that he will hear and he will answer our cry if we trust him and if we believe that he's able. So this is the time, my dear beloved, right, that, you know, all these requests that reach to the Lord, you know, presented this evening, we are going to lift it up. And then the next voice you will hear is Brother Elder Rick, who will be presenting the message this evening. All right, let's pray. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fortress of glory divine. Most righteous and eternal Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy wonderful name. We want to thank you that we have a loving Father that we can come before and to give him all the praises that you to him and to ask him to forgive us of all our many sins, Lord. Hit us so much, but we know that you said if we confess them to you, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to lead us into the right pathway. So we want to thank you. We want to thank you for every brothers and sister on this land, every family. Lord, we call their names, Sister Leola and Brother Rick and your and Brother Rich and Rick, Brother Ray and his and her family. We lift them up to you, Jarvis and the grandchildren. We lift up Sister Carla and her children and family. We lift up Brother John and Sister Brenda. We lift up Sister Barnaby, who is praying and asking for prayer for her, that God will strengthen her, Lord. God will lead us, lead her in the right path. We lift up Sister Constantinelli, who we have not hearing, we have not heard from her since, Lord. But we know she traveled to a foreign country, so we ask you to help her and that they will have sure safe traveling mercies back home. We also lift up Brother Rick, Lord, who come boldly on this line, Lord, so much resources and help on this line. He is crying out to you for help, dear Lord. Ashley, that we all pray for her, his daughter, dear Lord. You know everything about addiction, but we know there is nothing too hard for you, so we place her in your hand. And also her children and her husband, Lord Jesus, with these children with the same addiction, but dear Father, you are God. We ask you to hold these children on the palm of your hand. We ask you to strengthen these children, and we thank you, Lord, for the help from Brother Rick and their grandfather, their grandmother, dear Lord, who are praying and dying. And Lord, we know you are able to do all things, so we place them in your kind care. We place Brother John, who Brother Rick, Lord, which Lord Jesus is witnessing to. Allow him, Lord, that he will listen to the word and accept it and come to know you, dear Father. We lift up Brother Eli, who is praying for himself. He's praying for his mother. He's praying for our Brother Javel, dear Lord. You know everything about that young man, dear Lord. And we see the loving Brother Eli Hart for Brother Javel, dear Lord. But Javel didn't. We just leave him to you, Lord. And we ask you to touch his heart, his mind, his soul, his body, so that one day soon and very soon he will be able to witness and testify to Brother Eli that he had received you, Lord. We just ask you, Lord, for your power upon that young man. Lord, we also lift up to you, dear Father, our dear sister and brothers who used to join this line, Lord, and is not here you with us, but you know everything about them and what they are doing. We lift up the young people, Lord, on this line, dear Father, and all those young people in our church and over the world. You know everything about them, dear Lord. We lift up our ministers, our representatives, Lord, of our Advent movement, Lord. You know everything, Lord. And as they're doing a mighty work around the world, dear Father, and souls have been drawing closer to you, we are asking you, Lord, to pour your spirit upon each heart so that they will be able to carry the true gospel message to the world. Lord, we lift up our brothers, our sisters, Lord. Lord, and as I come before you, I just want to give you thanks for your healing process towards my eyes, Lord, and the prayer that you was offer up, Lord. I just want to say thank you, Father, because I know that you were there by my side. So I just want to thank you. And now this evening, as we come before you, Lord, to enjoy that fresh bread from heaven about our health, Lord, and how much you care about your children, that you have provided everything for us, Lord, that we will be able to enjoy, dear Father, in this cruel and wicked world. So we call upon you, Lord, and help us to be faithful. Continue to bless us, Lord, and help us, Lord. We ask you, Lord, for our little children, Sister KD, Lord, continue to bless our Nicole and our son, and also our son's wife and the children. We place them in your care, Lord, and all these little precious jewels on this earth, Lord. Father, this evening we lift up marriages, Lord Jesus. Marriages, the enemy is creeping in marriages, Lord, and destroying family and homes, Lord. And the art of, we have to say the art of men is failing, Lord. The Holy Spirit have been withdrawing from this earth, Lord, and we ask you, Lord, as you join these marriages together, we ask you to pour your Holy Spirit upon the heart of these marriages, wife and husband, Lord, so that they will look to you for guidance, Lord, and that you will work all things so that their marriage will be successful, Father. What can we do more than present all these issues? Lord, we lift up the doctors and the nurses in the hospital. Lord, help them, dear Father, as they do some tiresome work, but that they will be able, Lord Jesus, to share your love to these patients. And continue to bless us, Lord. We thank you for providing all the necessity for each one of us on this line. And also thank you for the legacy that you have given unto us this line, Lord, that we as our brothers and our sisters can come together to reason. As you said, come let us reason together. Although your sins may be as scarlet, you can make our sins white as snow. And we know that one day soon and very soon, you will be coming for us. So, Lord, we present Brother Rick, who will be presenting the message. Cover him under your blood and bless us, we pray, as we listen keenly in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, thank you all for joining. Now is the time asking you to get your notebook, your pen, and your Bible so that you can take down notes and remember that we need to share. So the next voice you will hear is the speaker, Elder Rick. 518-744, your line
Hello,
is open. God bless.
Mr. Powell, I could not hear anything from you. I don't know if your phone is on mute.
Yes, Elder Rick, you're hearing me now? You're hearing me clearly?
Hello, Sister Powell.
You are hearing me, brother.
I don't know if I am on. Somebody can contact Sister Powell. I don't know if her phone is on mute, but I have not been able to hear anything for the last 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay, your line is open, Brother Rick. You can, all right.
Hello, Sister Powell.
Brother Rick, we're able to hear you. Can you hear me? We can hear you, Brother Rick. Sister Powell, he's saying that he can't hear you.
Oh, okay, my line is open.
We're hearing you and I'm hearing him, but he can't hear you. Can you hear me, Brother Rick? Check. Because I can hear him, and I can hear you, but apparently he can't hear you, but we can hear him. Sister Carla, if you're on, are you able to text Brother Rick and tell him that we're able to hear him? I don't have his number in this new phone.
Oh, wait. 518-744-2695.
Hold on. Hello, Sister Powell.
Hello, Brother Rick, you're hearing me?
He can't hear you. Apparently, he's not hearing you. Give me the number so I can call him.
518-744-2695.
Okay.
Let me see if Sister Carla here. 423-635. Can you open your line? You hearing me, Sister Carlo? I don't know what's going on here.
Sister Powell, just don't say anything. He's going to speak. I told him we could hear him, but he can't hear us.
Okay.
All right. Sister Powell, is his line open?
He dropped.
Oh, well, he's probably going to call back in.
Yes, his line is dropped.
Go ahead, Brother Rick.
Wonder what's going on. What is happening?
It's the devil. I told you, conspiracy. He doesn't want us to hear message he has in store.
Well, he better be afraid.
We can hear you, Brother Rick.
Sister. Yes, okay, very good. Well, let's say a short prayer, and then we'll get right into to our message, okay? Dear Father, we just lift up this prayer line to you, Lord. We have some counsel tonight, Lord, which we need to hear. And, Lord, we know that you want this to go out. So please hold back the devil from messing things up, Lord. He's been trying to discourage us, Lord, and we need to be on this prayer line together to gain encouragement and wisdom and knowledge, Lord. Please bless and guide each one that has come to listen, Lord. May we hear what it is that we need to hear tonight, Lord, and put it into practice. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. Amen. Okay, I am reading from the Ministry of Health and Healing, and this is actually chapter 18. I chose this one because it is talking about the mind, and as all of us can attest to, this day there is so much depression, there is so much anxiety going on in people's lives, and people's minds are being assailed from every direction. Satan is trying to gain the avenues into our mind. So I just wanted to read this, and it is going to be very encouraging, I believe, to all of our listeners. Let's get started here. This is entitled Mind Cure. Okay. The relation that exists between the mind and the body is very intimate. When either one is affected, the other sympathizes. The condition of the mind affects the health to a far greater degree than many realize. Many of the diseases from which people suffer are the result of mental depression. Grief, anxiety, discontent, remorse, guilt, distrust all tend to break down the life forces and to invite decay and death. Disease is sometimes produced and is often greatly aggravated by the imagination. Many are lifelong invalids who might be well if they only thought so. Many imagine that the very slight exposure will cause illness, and the evil effect is produced because it is expected. Many die from a disease, the cause of which is wholly imaginary. I thought that was very interesting. Many people get sick just because of their imagination. Our mind needs to be dedicated to the Lord, brothers and sisters, so that these things will not take control of our minds. Courage, hope, faith, sympathy, love promote health and prolong life. A contented mind, a cheerful spirit, is healthy to the body and strength to the soul. Proverbs 17:22 tells us a merry heart does good like medicine. In the treatment of the sick, the effect of mental influence should not be overlooked. Rightly used, this influence affords one of the most effective agencies for combating disease. There is, however, a form of mind cure that is one of the most effective agencies for evil. And this little section is entitled Control of Mind Over Mind. Through this so-called science, one mind is brought under the control of another so that the individuality of the weaker is merged in that of the stronger mind. One person acts out the will of another. Thus, it is claimed that the tenor of the thoughts may be changed. that health-giving impulses may be imparted, and patients may be enabled to resist and overcome disease. This method of cure has been employed by persons who were ignorant of its real nature and tendencies, who believe it to be a means of benefit to the sick. But this so-called science is based upon false principles. It is foreign to the nature and spirit of Christ. It does not lead people to Him who is life and salvation. It leads them to separate from the true source of their strength. It is not God's purpose that human beings should yield mind and will to the control of another, becoming passive instruments. They are not to merge their individuality in that of another human being. They are not to look to any human being as the source of healing. Their dependence must be in God. In the dignity of their God-given personhood, they are to be controlled by God Himself, not by any human intelligence. God desires to bring us into direct relationship with Himself. In all His dealings with human beings, He recognizes the principle of personal responsibility. He seeks to encourage a sense of personal dependence and to impress the need of personal guidance. He desires to bring the human into association with the divine, that we may be transformed into the divine likeness. Satan works to thwart this purpose. He seeks to encourage dependence upon humans. When minds are turned away from God, the tempter can bring them under his rule. He can control humanity. The theory of mind-controlling mind was originated by Satan to introduce himself as the chief worker, to put human philosophy where divine philosophy should be. Of all the errors that are finding acceptance among professedly Christian people, none is a more dangerous deception than this, none more certain to separate souls from God. Innocent though it may appear, if exercised upon patients, it will tend to their destruction, not to their restoration. It opens a door through which Satan will enter to take possession both of the mind that is given up to be controlled by another, and of the mind that controls. Fearful is the power thus given to evil-minded men and women. What opportunities it affords to those who live by taking advantage of others' weaknesses or follies. How many, through control of mind, feeble or diseased, will find a means of gratifying lustful passion or greed of gain. There is something better for us to engage in than the control of humanity by humanity. Physicians should educate people to look from the human to the divine. Instead of teaching people to depend upon human beings for the cure of soul and body, they should direct the sick to the one who can save to the uttermost all who come to him. He who made the human mind knows what the mind needs. God alone is the one who can heal. Those whose minds and bodies are diseased are to behold in Christ the restorer. Because I live, he says, you will live also. John 14:19. This is the life we are to present to the sick, telling them that if they have faith in Christ as the restorer, if they cooperate with him, obeying the laws of health and striving to perfect holiness in his fear, he will impart to them his life. When we present Christ to them in this way, we are imparting a power, a strength that is of value, for it comes from above. This is the true science of healing for body and soul. Great wisdom is needed in dealing with diseases caused through the mind. A sore, sick heart, a discouraged mind needs mild treatment. Many times, Some continuing home trouble is like a canker eating to the very soul and weakening one's hold on life. Sometimes remorse for sin undermines the constitution and unbalances the mind. Tender sympathy can benefit this class of individuals. The physician should first gain their confidence, then point them to the great healer. If their faith can be directed to the true physician, they can have confidence that he has undertaken that this will bring relief to the mind and often give health to the body. Sympathy and tact will often prove a greater benefit to the sick than will skillful treatment given in a cold, indifferent way. When a physician comes to the sickbed in a listless, careless manner, looks at the afflicted one with little concern, by word or action, giving the impression that the case requires scant attention, then leave the patient to his or her own reflections, he has done positive harm. The doubt and discouragement produced by his indifference often counteract the good effects of the remedies that he may prescribe. Now, as I was reading this, brothers and sisters, earlier, I was thinking, the reading here talks about the physician, but we know that we are all to be medical visionaries and act the part of helping people to point them to Christ, but also to give them a means for healing that Christ has given us wisdom to come to. So when we're reading this and we see the word physician, we can put ourselves in that in place of that, not as a physician, but as a one pointing them to the great physician. Okay. If physicians could put themselves in the place of the one whose spirit is humbled, whose will is weakened by suffering, and who longs for words of sympathy and assurance, they would be better prepared to be empathetic. When the love and sympathy that Christ manifested for the sick is combined with medical knowledge, the physician's very presence will be a blessing. Frankness inspires a patient with confidence and thus proves an important aid to recovery. There are physicians who consider it wise policy to conceal from the patient the nature and causes of the disease from which he or she is suffering. Many, fearing to excite or discourage patients by stating the truth, will hold out false hopes of recovery and even allow them to go down to the grave without warning them of their danger. All this is unwise. It may not always be safe or best to explain to patients the full extent of their danger. This might alarm them and retard or even prevent recovery. Nor can the whole truth always be told to those whose ailments are largely imaginary. Many of these persons are unreasonable and have not accustomed themselves to exercise self-control. They have peculiar fancies and imagine many things that are false in regard to themselves and to others. To them, these things are real, and those who care for them need to manifest constant kindness and unwearied patience and tact. If these patients were told the truth in regard to themselves, some would be offended, others discouraged. Christ said to his disciples, "I still have many things to say to you. You cannot bear them now." John 16:12. But though not all the truth may be spoken on every occasion, it is never necessary or justifiable to deceive. Never should the physician or nurse stoop to lying. Those who do this place themselves where God cannot cooperate with them, and in forfeiting the confidence of their patients, they are casting away one of the most effective human aids to the restoration. The power of the will is not valued as it should be. Will kept awake and rightly directed will impart energy to the whole body and will be a wonderful aid in maintaining health. It is a power also in dealing with disease. Exercised in the right direction, it would control the imagination and be a potent means of resisting and overcoming disease of both mind and body. By exercising willpower and placing themselves in right relation to life, patients can do much to cooperate with a physician's efforts for their recovery. There are thousands who can recover health if they will. The Lord does not want them to be sick. He wants them to be well and happy, and they should make up their minds to be well. Often, invalids can resist disease simply by refusing to yield to ailments being inactive. Rising above their aches and pains, let them engage in useful employment suited to their strength. As such employment and the free use of air and sunlight, many an emaciated invalid might recover health and strength. The next section here is quite long, Sister Powell. I think we should end there because it is. Yes?
Yes, I know. I will not. And actually, do read the old brother, Rick, but it is really interesting.
Yes.
So if you can just close off, with your question.
Okay. Yes, well, let's. I just wanted to comment. This is Ministry of Health and Healing, Chapter 18. It is very, very interesting, brothers and sisters. There is quite a bit left, and we do not have time to read all of this, but the mind is a very strong thing, and if rightly used, it can help in our health, and it can help guide others to Christ. So, if you're interested in reading this, Ministry of Health and Healing, Chapter 18, it's a good thing to read. So I urge you to read into that. There's some very good counsel in there. But I would just like to close with prayer here for my brothers and sisters. And Lord, tonight, we just listened to some poetry given many years ago, Lord, but it's still very applicable to us today. Father, we need our minds guided and controlled by you so that we can be healthy, we can be happy, we can point others to you, Lord. We can be a witness to others of your love and how you take care of us as we trust in you, Lord. So we just want to place ourselves in your hands this evening, dear. May our minds be focused on you, not on ourselves, not on the world, not on other humans, Lord, but on you. Because this world is wearing out quickly, and humans are often led to deceive, Lord. You are not. Lord, we are placing ourselves in your care tonight. Guide us and keep us. Be with each person that is listening tonight, Lord. We just do lift them up. Them and their families, Lord, may they have a blessed evening and a good night's sleep. So tomorrow, the preparation day, we have strength and health to prepare for the Sabbath, which is coming. And it will be a blessed one because you are there in the midst of it, Lord. Bless us and guide us now, Lord. We just thank you for your love, for your care. We thank you for forgiving our sins, Lord. We thank you for the gift of salvation and redemption, Lord. We pray all these things in the blessed name of Jesus. I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Brother Rick, for that presentation, Mind Pure. And I do hope that my brothers and sisters here on this line really go back to read this chapter, right, in Ministry of Healing. Because the Lord is showing us, that we have to control our mind, right? Control of mind over mind. And only God can control it, right? But he's encouraging us, right? And telling us that we have to have courage over faith and sympathy, love that promote health and prolong life, right? So we are these people and we have to be obedient to his word. So we just want to thank God for his written word and asking each one of us that we go back and read this chapter. It's a long chapter, but it's very, very interesting. It will help what the physician should do and how the physician should take care with sympathy of patient, right, courage to care for the sick and also to be tender-hearted and long suffering, and we can really picture that we, as we read this evening, the word, about the what God had provided. I'm asking my brothers and sisters to go back. I will open this line if any comment, right? 301-868, have you any query, that you can just point out?
All right. Thank you so much. I was excited to hear that as well, Brother Rick. You bless my soul. That's one of my favorite part in the in Ministry of Healing. I've loved, you know, she has all great topics, but that particular chapter talking about mind cure is such a powerful one, as you stated, and if you are able to continue on with it next week, Thursday,
yes,
know that it's always open. Whenever you would like to present, just call Sister Powell, send us a text. We always, I know for me, I always enjoy hearing your presentation, hearing what you have, God has provided you to present to his people and to his flock, because the mind is what we're going to be warring with, and it is so intertwined with what we do with our bodies, right? We shared that where there was a man that went to the doctor, and he was told by the doctor after they ran tests that he had kidney disease, stage 4. And immediately the man starts feeling bad. He starts throwing up, start just having all kind of issue. When he went and told his wife, you know, his wife said, okay, let me look at the report. And when she looked at the report, it wasn't the man. It was another patient. And immediately he felt better. So we can, because of our mind, we are able to speak or to let our body operate in a certain way, right? And so it is so powerful how we control the mind, how we train the mind in prayer, in reading the Word of God, in constantly communing with the Word of God so that he can take control of our mind and guide it in the way that it's supposed to be, the trajectory or the direction. So I thank you so much, Brother Rick. We apologize for the late start, because we know that you had so much, you know, to share. But note that next week and the following week is open for you as well. Guard our minds. A merry heart. Do it good like a medicine. I know that I've utilized those scriptures to continue to allow me to press forward. Even in difficult situation, difficult time, I'm able to say, God, I'm going to ask you to help me. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened me. So thank you so much for that. Thank you, Sister Powell,
Amen.
For opening up my line and for allowing me the opportunity
Amen.
To share. I mean, thank you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. And thank you, Brother Rick. And I'm telling you, mind cure. And we're all going to go back and study this word and just ask the Lord to help us, because this mind of ours, right, belongs to him. And we want to be well equipped so that we will be able to do what you want us to do. So I just want to thank everyone tonight who join in and asking each one of us, let us share this line to others. Invite our brothers and sisters. Tomorrow night, the line will be hosted by Sister Carla, right? So we are asking you to invite a friend so that we can come and join and fellowship. We are in preparation day already, but tomorrow we will be here the Sabbath, right? God is good. So I'm going to close. We have a prayer and a hope and another prayer. Father, we just want to thank you for this message that you have given unto us. We ask you for pour your blessings upon each heart. Fill us with your sweet Holy Spirit while we prepare to go to bed. Wake us up tomorrow that we are in our right mind to share your love around with who we come contact with. Bless us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, have a good night, and we are just going to close with this song.